This is Manave Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Wednesday, May 20th. I'm Ngozi Cole. Santa Cruz County is marking National Public Works Week. In a proclamation, the Board of Supervisors recognized the people behind services like building bridges and maintaining sewer systems. The county says it's honoring all public works professionals. Governor Gavin Newsom says his latest proposed budget zeroes out California's deficit for the next 2 years. But experts at the nonpartisan Legislative Analyst's Office warn the state still isn't prepared for likely future shortfalls. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald has more.
Newsom said the state faced a $2.9 billion deficit back in January, but state revenues will be much higher than expected thanks to the booming stock market and a flourishing AI industry. With an additional $16.5 billion in revenue, the state won't face a shortfall for the next 2 years. Gabe Pettick with the LAO says Newsom's current budget proposal is balanced, but warns California is going to have a bigger budget problem in the years ahead if it doesn't save money now.
And so our tax revenues have been surging, and that's not a time when we should not be fully funding our deposits to the state rainy day fund, and certainly not using them. And that's what's happening right now. And so we think that points to an underlying structural problem.
The LAO recommends lawmakers adopt the proposed solutions in Newsom's May revise and deposit $20 billion into the state's rainy day fund.
That was Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald, and that's it for Monterey Bay Today. Join us tomorrow morning for more local news.